Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to know how much this ministry is touching your life. Please take a moment and email us your story at stories@transformationchurch.net. Also, if you would like to help support this ministry financially, you can do so by visiting us at transformationchurch.net, clicking on the Giving tab, and choosing the giving option that best works for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoy today's message.
What's up, Transformation Church family? Hey, it's Pastor Buddy Primese here, and your pastors are dear, dear friends of ours. Pastor Joe and Ruth Nieves are some of the best of the best. In fact, we just had Pastor Joe up at Northway Church. We're in Saratoga Springs, about a couple hours north of you guys, and he crushed it. He did such an amazing job ministering to our church family. We asked him back to come back another time. We love your pastors. Well, Pastor Joe reached out to me, and like many businesses in COVID and stuff like that, if a team member is exposed to it, you kind of got to regroup for 2 weeks. And that's exactly what your church is doing. And he asked if I could pitch hit. And yeah, you know what? We've actually been through the same thing at Northway Church, and we're right back to in person. I don't think it's a coincidence that God has you in this series called God's Got This. Can I get an amen today? God's got this, Transformation Church. God's got you. God's got me. God's got all of this covered. The pandemic didn't surprise Jesus at all. Well, as I asked my team, I said, hey guys, Pastor Joe reached out to me like for a message. I kind of went back in our archives and just said, what would kind of translate best in your series? And actually my team said, the message that you preached last Sunday. And what I want to talk to all of us today online, and then you'll be right back 2 weeks later, and Pastor Joe be just preaching and plowing and shucking the corn as always. But I want to talk to you today about Transformation Family, about getting stronger. You're actually getting stronger in 2020. I know it's counterintuitive, but you are getting stronger. I want to talk to you about a specific strategy that God wants all of us to have. And that strategy to get stronger is choose hope, it's contagious. Choose hope, it's contagious. So get ready, Transformation Church. We're gonna jump into the Word of God. A lot of likes and comments, a lot of engagement out there. And let's stay engaged and let's jump into the Word of God and get ready to hear a strategy of how to make us stronger. Choose hope, it's contagious. Father, we love you, we thank you for this time together around the Word of God. Bless Transformation Church. Speak to us, God, as we look into your Word. In Christ's name, amen. Strategies to make you stronger. It's been an interesting week, hasn't it? What a week. Everyone just breathe in. Everyone breathe out. Let's do it again. Everyone inside, outside, online, breathe in. Breathe out. What a week. What a year. 2020. What a year. And what a kind of roller coaster ride all over the place. And I found a video that I ran across, and I think it really illustrates this past week. And I want you to check this out right now.
What is it? What is it? What? What? Oh, baby.
I think that's pretty much all of 2020, right? You're laughing, you're crying, you're laughing, you're like, what's going on? Well, today as we kick off, and again, just going into part two of strategies that make you stronger, I want to talk to you today, church, about choose hope, it's contagious. Choose hope, it's contagious. Last week, we talked about strategies to keep your sanity, four strategies. And today, I want to talk to you about choose hope because it's contagious. I know at first earshot, some may say, you know what, choose hope? No way, Pastor, no way. I'm not choosing hope. I don't want to have anything to do with hope because there's just too much going on. There's too much going on in our world. You don't know what's next. You don't know what the next day is, and you're exactly right. I don't know what's next. And you could be thinking today, choose hope. Well, listen, we're still not out of just kind of the muck of all this election, and we don't know how that's going to pan out, and it's going to go all the way into December, and then what's going to happen in January, and COVID cases are up over 100,000 a day, and what's going to happen then if, you know, just all of that. And Pastor, you don't know the threat, and you don't know the threat to people of faith, and you don't know what's going on in the faith world. Do you realize that there could be an agenda, and it's coming against Christians in our country, and you just don't realize what the stakes are. Pastor, do you know that 100,000 churches, they say, are going to close in 2021? Do you know 1 in 5 churches will shut their doors? Do you realize we're talking about a vaccine and maybe to kind of have to a mandate, make everyone happy? You don't know the times that we're living in. And I just want to say this to every believer and follower of Jesus Christ. I'm aware of all of that. I'm aware of it all. I have good friends that pastor, and one pastor is in Chicago, and he's getting fined, and he's up over $200,000 because they're still having services. I'm aware of pastor friends in California, Nevada, they can't have services. I'm aware of what's going on behind the politics in the spiritual realm. But God sent me here with a message today and said, no matter what is going on in this wheels off world, and where we feel like we have been sandwiched between a pandemic and politics, God wants you to know, child of God, your purpose hasn't changed. Your purpose hasn't changed. Come on, somebody, stir it up. Your purpose hasn't changed. And what God wants to do is our purpose is we have to stir up, and we have to stir up hope. And we have to stir up hope no matter what. We've been talking about last week that Jesus' first message that this series is about is Jesus says, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a what, church? Is like a wise person who built what? Who built his house on the what? On the rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it did not fall because its foundation was on the rock. It didn't fall because its foundation was on the rock. So when we're talking strategies here, we're not talking pandemic. We're not talking politics. We're talking to keep you strong as a believer, to keep you strong as a follower of Jesus Christ, to keep you strong that our allegiance isn't to a donkey, isn't to an elephant. It is to the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I was praying. I've been wrestling all week with this message, and I feel like I'm just starting to shake free a little bit. God, what do I say? What do I don't say? What do I say? What do I not say? And then I wasn't even studying for my message, and God took me to, in my own private time, in Isaiah 50. And can I give you a perspective, child of God? That God says that mankind, that they're like the grass. They spring up and they wither away. And it goes on to say in Isaiah 40, it says nations are like grass to God. They spring up and they go away. And then it goes on to say in Isaiah 40, world leaders. Leaders are like the grass. They spring up and they go away. But then God says, listen, all flesh is like grass, but there is one thing that stands forever, and it is the word of God. Come on, somebody. It is the word of God that will stand forever. Somebody help me preach today. Somebody get some hope in you. The word of God is going to stand. So we need a perspective check, and we need to make sure that we don't put politics as an idol. And that we worship that Trump's our savior or Biden's our savior. Neither of them your savior. Jesus Christ is your savior. We got an idol in our country, and it's like politics is going to save everything. No, Jesus is going to save everything. Come on, somebody. I don't even get my. Well, Pastor, I don't know, man. You're getting. No, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm not in any camp. I'm in the kingdom. Somebody help me preach. I'm in the kingdom, and so are you if you're a follower of Jesus Christ. So don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. And keep your eyes on Jesus and build your foundation on the rock of Jesus Christ. In order to do that, you have to have a strategy. And what's the strategy? You have to choose hope. And I love this because you're like, hope isn't denial of current reality. Pastor, you're just not in current reality. Yes, I am. I'm fully aware. But hope isn't denial of our current reality. Watch this. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Hope, and listen to what God says in the hall of faith in Hebrews 11. He says, now what, church? Now faith, come on, somebody. Now what? Now faith is confidence in what we what? In what we hope for, and the assurance about what we do not see. So we got to get this truth and this revelation. Hope is not just skipping around and passing out flowers and all of that, but we do have to understand the deep doctrinal truth. Well, Pastor, I need something deeper than that today. I need something. No, you don't. You need hope, because if you don't have hope, you don't have faith. And so having hope is one of the deepest things that we can do. And the Bible says with this, that being hopeful and faithful are inseparable. So if we're going to be people of faith, we also have to be people of hope. You can't take those two apart. And check this out. When you have hope, you are placing your what? You're placing your trust in what? In the potential for something what? For something positive to happen. When you have hope, you are putting your trust that something positive can happen. Well, Pastor, what if this happens? And 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 what if we're in the end times? And what if this? And what we are in the end times, and we are in the last days. I believe it's very, very clear. But God says, lift up your head, child of God. Your redemption draweth nigh. Not to put down your head, oh man, this is just the worst thing ever. No, lift up your head, child of God, because the King of Kings is returning to this earth. The King of Kings is returning to this earth, and his name is Jesus Christ. So, hey, man, there's something positive that's going to happen. Well, I don't know. What happens to this? Well, you know what? To be absent from this body is to be present forevermore with the Lord. Come on, that's something positive as a believer of Jesus Christ. When I breathe my last breath, boom, I'm in the presence of God Almighty, and I'll see my dad, I'll see my grandparents, and I'll see you up there, guys. I'll see you up there. All right? When I go, don't you cry for me. You can cry for Pastor Debbie when she goes, because that's sad. But when I go to heaven, you just like celebrate, would you? Okay? Because man, I'm in heaven and I'll see you soon. Come on, somebody. You got hope. Put your trust in something positive and potential. His name is Jesus Christ. Hope is a healer. Hope shows us how to act. Hope is a motivator. Hope combats negative thoughts. Hope brings peace. And hope, yes, hope is contagious. Hope is contagious. Do you have contagious faith? When people look at your life and they say, you know what, I like to just, what are they smoking? I like to have what is that inside of them? Are they able to see you in 2020 no matter what? Man, somehow, some way, those people of Northway Church and Westchester and Clifton Park, the people that are connected to this house, they still have hope no matter what. You better believe we do, because we're people of faith. Come on, we're building our foundation on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody, give Jesus praise today. Just make some noise for Jesus. Can we have a praise break right now? Are there any people of hope here today? I know there are. Oh, we got one. Oh, we got two. Are there any people of hope online? Come on, Westchester. Put some emojis out there. Put some clicks. Put some likes. Put some shares out there, Facebook family online. Oh, we got people all over the house just standing to their feet and giving Jesus a praise break. I'm going to give you 30 seconds and give you 3 seconds. You give Jesus the best 30 seconds you got today, because you're people of faith. Go. Come on, he's the King of Kings. Come on, he's the Lord of Lords. But at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Is anybody grateful for Jesus today? Is anybody grateful you're still here? Is anybody grateful God's seen you through a pandemic? Is anybody grateful we can be together in person at church as a family of God? Come on, somebody. Woo! I don't even want to stop that. You feel the presence of God? God's presence is here. God's presence is here. Well, we can choose hope. We also can choose hopelessness. And hopelessness is a condition in which a person suffers from a sense of powerless arising from a traumatic event or persistent failure to succeed. Does that definition sound like 2020? So we can, if we're not careful, we can be conditioned by circumstances or people to live this way and choose hopelessness. Right, Pastor, I don't have a choice. This has just been my world. This is just what I'm going on, and this is just what I'm battling right now. No, the Bible tells us that we can actually choose hope no matter what. Well, Pastor, how do I get there? How do I choose hope? I'm battling cancer. I'm battling my health. I'm battling finances. I'm battling relationship issues. I'm battling finances. I'm battling my business. I'm just battling all over the place. How do I choose hope? How do I choose hope and not hopelessness? The answer is found in the lesson of the rat. The lesson of the rat. You're like, what are you talking about? Some psychologists, they got some rats and they threw them into water. And they threw them into water and they watched them. And at like 9.5 minutes, these little rats, they began to panic, right? And just panic and panic. And then they drown. Don't judge me. I'm not the psychologist. They did the study. So then they found some more rats. And they found some more rats and they put them in the water. And at 9.5 minutes, they did this. They reached their hand in when they started to panic and they pulled those rats out, gave them some air, fed them, put them back in the water. Instead of swimming 9.5 minutes, they swam for 18 minutes, started to panic. The hand went in, picked them back up, out, did the same thing again, put them back in. Instead of swimming 9.5 minutes, they made it all the way to 30 minutes. And the research says that they went on and on and did this repeated, that those rats made it up to 37 hours. And the principle was this: if you can learn hopelessness, that you also can learn hope and optimism as well. And can I tell you, if a rat can learn it, we can learn it. Come on, somebody, if a rat can learn it, we can learn it. Come on, man. There's been a lot coming at you. There's been a lot coming at you. And people say, hey, and we feel this panic in our souls. We feel this. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, the military took this and they built on this for people in the military that suffered from PTSD. And they came up with a strategy of 5 building blocks. And if you're taking notes, I encourage you to do that because of last week, if you missed it, go back and watch it. Because you're going to need this, I believe, as 2020 concludes, but you're going to need it in 2021. You're going to have to realize, what are the 4 strategies to keep my sanity, and how do I choose joy, and how do I make sure I choose joy? And they came up with this, PERMA, and 5 building blocks, this acrostic, and the first one is this, that they made sure people that were suffering from PTSD got something positive into their life. You're like, there's nothing positive. Well, as a believer, yes, there is. The Bible says, may the God of what church? May the God of? Come on, Northway. May the God of what? God of? Oh, so he's the God of hope. Fill you with all what? With all joy and what? And peace as you trust in him is your foundation. So that you may what? Overflow with hope. Come on, Northway. So you may what? Overflow with hope. God says, I don't want to just give you a little hope. I don't want to just give you some hope. I don't want to just give you some to get by. I want your life as a believer and follower of Jesus Christ to overflow with hope everywhere you go, every day, every month, every year, regardless of this fallen wheels off world. Why? By the power of the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is inside of you. When you invited Christ to live in you, he is inside of you. And that power is here today. And that power didn't change because of a pandemic. That power didn't change because of politics. That power is alive and well in you. And if you will dial into that and renew your mind and not be conformed to this world, not to be conformed to the pattern of this world in Romans 12, but to be renewed and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In between your body and your spirit, there's a battle today for your soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions, your thinker, your feeler, and chooser. And whoever wins the battle of the soul wins the fight. Whoever wins the battle of the soul is your swing vote. And as a follower of Jesus Christ, say, God, I'm giving you my emotions. I'm giving you my will, not what I think, not what I feel, not what I want. I give my life to you, Jesus. I didn't just place my faith for eternity in you. I place my faith so every single day, God, I lay my life down for you. Renew me, God. Fill me up with your spirit that I may overflow. Come on, somebody. Do you realize it takes no faith at all to be negative? It takes no faith at all to be critical. It takes no faith at all to be doomsday. It takes faith to believe no matter what, good things are still coming my way. And then the Bible goes on to say in Galatians, it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those sound like positive emotions to me. Come on, they sound like positive emotions to me. This is what we're to be known for, is this right here. Believers, followers of Jesus Christ, this is what we're supposed to be known for right here. We need some PR professionals to come in and help the Christian community, because if you ask the world, is this what you think about when you think of Christians, would they say that? Yeah, that's what thing comes to mind. We're to be overflowing with hope. I want to put some tension in here. Some of us as believers, and some of us, and I want to encourage you as your pastor, don't be careful. Be careful. Well, let me put it to you this way. Let me ask it as in form of a question. Do you put more about your political views online than you do about your faith in Jesus? Do people look and they can look at your social media feed and go, oh, well, that's that person, or they're this, or they're that, or they're this, or they're that, and would they even know you're a follower of Jesus Christ? The Bible says, by your fruit they will know us. Let's make sure that the world sees this in us. Can I get an old-fashioned amen on that? Amen. Okay. So first is perma, positive. The second one is engage. Everyone say engage. So first one's positive. Second one is engage. And so the Bible tells us that actually in this study that they found that people PTSD, man, they got to get something positive. And then the next thing, you got to get engaged. They literally said in this study, they got to get back in the flow. And followers of Jesus Christ, we got to get back in the flow of the Spirit. And I love Hebrews 10, 25. It tells us this. Let us not giving up what church? What? Is anybody out there? Let us not give up what? Meeting together, as some are in the what? Some are in the habit of doing, but what? Encouraging one another, all the more as you see what? The day approaching. I'm happy to report to you, Northway Church, and I shared this on our midweek, first Wednesday, but the national averages back for in-person services, they're like in the 20s and the 30%. And we came back and we did one service without children. We wanted to make sure everything was safe, secure, sanitized, and spectacular. We modified our building. Then we added children's. Then we grew there. Then we added another service. We didn't add children's right away. And then we made sure we had all of our systems in. And then check this out. We're at two services. Westchester, make some noise for them, because they are back in person at School of the Holy Child. We love you, Pastor Lou. We love you, Pastor Lou. Make some noise, man, because they got to hear you through that lens, guys. And we're going to be moving next week to in the morning service, and we'll get those details to you. But check this out. Where the national average of in-person service is about 30% high watermark, Northway Church is at 50%. Can we give God glory for that? That's huge. That's huge. That's huge. But I also want to welcome our online family. We're so glad you're here, and many can't come because of maybe pre-existing conditions, and we respect that and all that. We do everything to connect with you online. People from out of state, you're part of our family. We're glad. But I want to challenge and encourage the believers local to the Capital Region and local to Westchester. Some of you have gotten in the bad habit of like, you know what? I'm good in my PJs. I'm good eating my donuts. I'm good sipping my coffee. I kind of like this. Kind of like this rhythm, and I kind of like this vibe. Some of you have shared that, hey, I don't want to go to church because I'm afraid to get COVID, and actually they ended up getting COVID. And we need to make sure that we don't forsake the assembly of ourselves together, meeting in person, even so much more as you see the day approaching. Come on, stir it up. Aren't you grateful to be back in person today? Come on, aren't you grateful to be back in person? Let's not get lazy in our spiritual habits. It's the time to dial them up now more than ever. Can I tell you, I can't wait to get to God's house. Can I tell you, I couldn't wait to get here Wednesday. Can I tell you, I can't wait because there's so much going off in this world. I want to get to God's house and I want to see God's people. 5 months we weren't allowed to meet. And man, let's not take it for granted. Let's stay engaged. Let's stay engaged in serving as well. Let's stay engaged in serving the house. Come on, it's getting quiet in here. Got real quiet. I don't know what happened. Next is for relationship. R is for relationship. I love what the scripture tells us this in Deuteronomy. It says, one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. There's something that happens as the people of God when we get together, and there's something that happens when we get together in the power of agreement. This is the time that relationships matter. Those that are planted in the house of God, that you're going to flourish. Get planted, stay in community. Relationships matter. Positive, engaged, relationships. PERMA, what does M stand for? It stands for this, mission. Mission. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future. I know it's not underlined. And a what, church? And a hope. There it is. Choose hope. Choose to be positive. Choose to walk in the Spirit of God. Choose to engage. Choose to be in relationship. But realize God has a future and a hope for you. Our purpose hasn't changed. Jesus said this, the Great Commission. It's not the Great Commandment, love God, love others. But the Great Commission to all believers is go into all the world and make disciples and share your faith. Share your faith, baptizing them and teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even until the end of the age. Jesus is with you. The purpose hasn't changed. The purpose for you hasn't changed. Politics are going to do what they're going to do. The pandemic is going to do what it's going to do. But your purpose hasn't changed. We have a mission, and we're still going to be here. We're still going to be preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. We're still going to be helping people, and we're still going to be overflowing with hope no matter what, because our foundation is not built on circumstances. Our foundation is built on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he gives us peace, but not as this world gives us, peace from within. Somebody give him praise. And the last is achievement. The Bible says in Romans 8:37 that you are more than a conqueror. PERMA. P, choose to be positive. E, choose to engage. Stay planted in the house of God. Stay planted within the other believers at Northway Church and at Westchester. Stay planted. Stay engaged online. If you're online, then make some comments and all. Stay engaged. R is for relationship. M is for mission. And then A is for achievement. God wants us to continue to achieve and achieve and achieve. No matter what's going on, put something in front of your day that, man, I just move the needle a little bit. Well, I couldn't do much. But you know what? Move the needle. Spend some time with God. Journal. Pray. Write. Do something, but do something positive. God, if I get these things done today, I can put my head on the pillow. These three, I like kind of look at three big things. What are the three big things, God, that I need to accomplish today? And keep on moving the needle. Keep moving the ball downfield as a follower of Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm sure, and I'm confident that those rats that they thought, man, I'm going to be okay, because I used to panic at 9.5 minutes. Now I've made it to 18. Now I've made it to 30. And I'm confident. Why? Because I know when I get overwhelmed, I know when I can't go on any longer, that there is a hand, and that hand is going to reach in and reach down and pull me up out of the water time and time and time and time and time again. And I want to know today, come on, somebody, no matter what happens in 2020, the rest of it, no matter what happens in 2021, You are getting stronger. You are doing better than you think you are. We need to build our foundation on the rock as the winds blow. We're going to keep our shield of faith up no matter what, because when we lose hope, we lose faith. And then the fiery darts just kind of get into us and the enemy takes us out. We're going to renew our minds where we're more into the word and the news and the good news of Jesus Christ than the news that's on TV. We are renewing our minds in God, because why? We are getting stronger. And I'm here to declare to you as your pastor, when you feel overwhelmed in the hospital, when you feel overwhelmed and you're going through chemo, when you feel overwhelmed and that person walked out, when you feel overwhelmed and you're at the graveside, when you feel overwhelmed and there's a hole in your heart, there is going to be someone, and he is going to come down and he is going to pick you up in your spirit, and you're going to sense it, and his Holy Spirit will draw closer to you than you've ever experienced before. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Build your life on the solid rock of Jesus. Can somebody give him praise? Is anybody grateful today in God's house that Jesus has been faithful to you? Is there any other witnesses here with me today that when you start to think about it, you're like, wow, that's not just a statement. It's actually a fact that God has brought me through time and time and time and time again. And when I thought I couldn't go on, and when Northway thought we couldn't go on, and when it looked like it was over for Northway, over again and again and again and again, the name of Jesus came through with miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. Can we give him praise today? Can we give him glory today? Come on, church, we should just be shouting his name today. You see, the only thing that Northway could ever take credit for, the only thing we could ever take credit for, we keep our fingerprints off his glory. This is his church. And the only thing we could take credit for is we're obeying God. We're trying to obey God. And when we obey and we follow that foundation, I'm here to tell you, as a follower of Jesus Christ, you can put your hope and your faith and certainty that positive things are going to happen in your future. Shake off the PTSD. I don't minimize it, but get into the word and let God renew you. There's something positive in your future. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Let's praise him today. Let's praise him today. Say, Pastor, I receive that. Just raise your hand. Let's just put all our hands to heaven. Lord Jesus, your presence is here and strong. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory. Thank you, Father, for coming through time and time again. God, when we look back at all the stuff that we worry about, and God, we're still here. And we're still here because you're here and you help us and you give us strength. It's in our weakness that then you're strong. God, so we just lean into you. And Lord, we give our souls this so that the mind, will, and emotions, we're saying we want to be positive today. We're choosing that, God. We're saying, God, we're going to choose engagement and staying planted in the house of God and serving people. Lord, emptiness is not the time to just run away from the house of God. Emptiness is time we should be pouring more things into the house of God than ever in our lives, because you've blessed us so much. And then, Lord, we want to just build our relationships and stronger with you and stronger with others and stay on mission, that long after we're dead and gone, that this church is on mission, sharing the good news and gospel of Jesus Christ, and to keep achieving that you have a future and a hope for us, and we love you, and we bless your name, and we receive it. And Lord, I want to say this. May our lives be known by the fruit of the Spirit. May we be known by that, in Christ's name.